The two first-round leaders are seeking the support of the 24 candidates who finished behind them. None of the losers has announced their position yet. Political newcomer Yayi Boni won the first round with 36% of the vote. In second place with 24% is former Speaker of Parliament Adrian Hungbeji, who has unsuccessfully stood for president three times in the past. Leading contender Boni is the former head of the West African Development Bank. Having stood as an independent candidate, this is his first attempt to become a political leader. Cotonou-based political analyst Gerard Gedegbe says Boni's appeal is that he entered the race without any political baggage.
He has no political party, he's just a newcomer. It's the first time he has been running for presidency and he's the only one that wins. And this is clearly an expression of the voters that they need a new change from all that we have seen so far. I mean those politicians that have been ruling Benin since 1990, where we started the democratic process.
Another notable candidate is Lehavi Soglo, who came in fourth. He is considering a complaint to the High Court, charging with irregularities marring the vote. Soglo is the son of a popular former president who won elections in 1991. Political analyst Gedegbe says Soglo's supporters have already explained what their objections are.
The complaint is, first of all, the Electoral Commission that did not make available all the materials needed for the voters to come, and that some voters come and return to their house and were not able to come back to vote, and this has been some loss for them. And also, each party is supposed to send a representative to kind of make a follow-up of the vote on behalf of each party. And they say that at this point also there are some problems.
One of the top officials of the Boni campaign, Albert Tevedre, acknowledges that there were minor irregularities. But he says Soglo's complaints, even if they are considered, will not get him into the second round.
There were some irregularities, but the court has dealt with them in a way that the decision now stands. I see no chance for his claim.
The winner of the second round will succeed outgoing President Mathieu Kérékou, who is barred from seeking re-election by a constitutional two-term limit. At 72, he is also too old to run, as is Soglo's father. Kérékou has been at Benin's helm for most of the past three decades, opening it to multi-party democracy in 1990. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.